Hi everybody, my name is Viktor Mushkatin, and today we'll be talking about monitoring web applications with Application Insight and System Center, Ops Manager. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce myself and learn more about you guys. So first of all, how many of you spend most of the time managing infrastructure, monitoring, scaling stuff, and that side of okay, so mostly IT pro crowd. How many of you spend time, most of the time, writing some code? Okay, third quarter. It's interesting. So today we'll be talking about Application Insights and how to use System Center to bring data from the on-prem into the cloud. And I'll try to combine in this talk both the ops side of the equation as well as the dev side of the equation. Now, a little bit about myself. My name is Viktor Mushkatin, as I mentioned. I'm a GPM at Application Insights. And I will have talk with Mahesh. Mahesh, introduce yourself. Yeah. How many of you use the .NET APM as part of System Center? Okay, some of you, okay. How many of you remember a company called AviCode? Okay, so I'm one of the founders of AviCode. As part of the transition to Microsoft, I was responsible to bringing those that IP into System Center Ops Manager. And now I'm working on OpenSite as essentially the cloud offering. So today, we'll talk about what is APM. I will highlight the differences between System Center on-prem APM and Application Insights. And I would like to mostly talk about the investments that we've made in Application Insights and how we bridge the gap between development and operations and show lots of demos. Okay, and then Q&A. Now, let's talk, why do I need APM? So I believe that a lot of you running production applications, custom applications, how many of you running LOB, line of business applications in production? Wow, less than I expected. Okay. But for those who run, they know that it's sometimes pretty challenging to understand what's going on with the pretty distributed infra. You may have distributed data centers. You may have different clients. You have a browser, you have mobile, all connecting to your backend infra. You have lots of churn in your application code. As a matter of fact, how many of you deploy, let's say, monthly? Okay, weekly? Daily? Okay, some daily, okay. Multiple times a day? Wow, okay, good. So, it is pretty challenging when you have so much churn in the code base. And therefore, you need proper both tooling and process to address any issues that may happen in production. So the types of questions that APM addresses, whether my application is up or down. When it's down, what actually happened? Can I repro? Can I collect enough information so I can provide that information to DRI? How many people know what DRI stands for? Okay, it's a directly responsible individual, at least at Microsoft, and I'm pretty sure at many companies you have people. Typically, it's on a rotation. When something happens, you have a call, you're calling those people, and they need to get all information to reproduce the problem, so they can quickly fix, right? So these type of problems, these type of questions you need to answer when you support and manage a big production environments. Now, if I look at APM, you can kind of break it down into four buckets. First of all, detection. And I'm sure that many of you who run production applications already have some type of automatic detection. Let's say you have an alerting based on perf counters. And the rule of thumb for industry, ideally, you should have 80% of all your LSIs, life site incidents, be automatically detected. So alerting is one way of doing automatic detection. Another way, typical, is synthetically generated load. When you have multiple runners around the globe all pinging your infrastructure to basically test whether your application is up or down. There are limitations with each of these approaches because they require you to invest and keep maintaining set of alerts or set of web tests. In addition to that, many companies do, they have proactive diagnostics based on machine learning capabilities, where without you configuring the alert, the APM system can detect that, hey, there was a deviation, there was a problem in a particular subset. So if you look at the chart might look fine, but you may have problems from client coming from China, let's say. And it is very hard to automatically create an alert for all the different cohort of problems that you may run into. So the ability to proactively alert on some very deviation or abnormal behavior is very important. And another thing also kind of bucketed in this detection phase is what I call real-time metrics. We have client, a very big mobile client, where 1 minute latency alerting isn't cutting. So when they do promotion, they want to see, not rely on alert, they want to see on a screen metrics with a resolution of 15 seconds latency. How many of you relying on alert, like a 1 minute latency alerts? So 1 minute latency alert, is it good enough? No? Okay. So it's not, you're saying it's not good enough, or limitation of SCOM? Okay, fair. I'll be showing something that might address that. So so live real-time metrics allows you to see what's going on in production at the time. And typically, you use that to detect deployment issue. When you're running detection, for example, we use ourselves our monitoring system, and in real time, we see if there is anything going on with the deployment, so we can roll back that easily. In addition, the next stage is the triage. In many cases, when you get the alert, you know that something is wrong. And then the next question is where? You have a distributed system and you need to find out which component is at fault, because you may get a symptom from one component, from one part of the system, but the actual root cause is happening on totally different part of the system. So that's why you somehow need to see the topology of your applications to understand where the problem actually happening. In addition to that, not every problem should be sev-zero, right? And in many organizations, you define your severity based on the user impacted. So if you have more than 1%, then it's a sev-zero. If it's less than 1%, then it's not a big deal, and it could be sev-one, sev-two, and you can take care of that later. Okay, that's the detection phase. Once you determine that this is an important problem, once you properly prioritize this, you go into diagnose phase, where you go and dive into failures and performance, you analyze your logs. So that's what typically you engage developers, and they go into the system to troubleshoot the problem. But the very important step is operationalize. Because once you learn how application behaves, once you understand what is the norm, if you will, you need to make sure that you configure properly your alerts. You need to configure your synthetic tests for most critical transactions, as well as you need to configure dashboards. So when problem occurs, you can go to a particular dashboard that would help you troubleshoot that problem. And also, you need to tie your monitoring system with the ALM process so you can escalate and provide appropriate information to developers. So if you will, this detect, triage, diagnose, and operationalize is what APM is about. Now, how many of you have heard about application insights? Oh, quite a few. And I'm sure that many of you have heard about System Center Ops Manager. Yeah, okay, so you're using that. So what I did here, I wanted to show you the kind of the target that currently we have for System Center on-prem, APM, and Application Insights. So first of all, fundamental difference. System Center on-prem is a perpetual license. It's an on-prem product that you buy, right? It's your CapEx. Where App Insight is cloud service. It's your OpEx. That's pretty clear. Second, for System Center on-prem, all telemetry that is collected is stored on-prem. So it doesn't leave your premise, doesn't leave your organization. In case of App Insight, the data collected by App Insight goes into the cloud. And a third, System Center on-prem currently is focusing on on-prem applications where App Insight geared towards both on-prem and cloud, PaaS, Service Fabric, and so forth, that type of applications. So those are major differences in between SCOM APM and Application Insights. They both address the same area, APM, but these are kind of key questions that you need to have answer before you choose which way to go. Is that clear? So let me quickly run through talk about what App Insight is. First of all, we have a SDK-based approach where SDK is embedded into applications. And this application then installed throughout your enterprise and sends data into our cloud service that enriches that data, that processes that data, and show that data through the user experience, through the browser user experience. Right now, if you go to Azure, you'll be able to see Application Insights resource as part of Azure list of resources. How many of you have played with Application Insights? Okay. So I want to mention that all the data that App Insight collects is stored in our big data engine that allows us to do to process lots of data, and it provides pretty big and powerful query language, and I will demo that as well. So all the data is in one kind of one bucket that you can query, and we're using that engine to render default experience. So out-of-the-box UX is using the same engine. And with respect to DevOps integration, App Insight is Application Insights is integrated with Visual Studio. It's integrated with TFS. So if you're using most recent update 2015, starting update 3, you'll be able to see seamless trace collection. You'll be able to search. Jump to code, so a lot of cool features for developers, as well as we have integration with release management process where you, as part of the release, you can send us annotation, and every chart you'll be able to see essentially before and after type of analysis. So there was a release, and you can see that your latency was this before the release, and then was that after the release, so that kind of integration. Another very important point is that App Insight is all the data collection in App Insight is open source. So we have data collection for .NET applications, Java, Node, PHP, Ruby. All of those SDKs that allow you to collect data are open source, and you can get them on GitHub if you don't like them. Please send PR, change them, it's up to us all to make them better. But the point is that it's there's complete transparency, and a lot of customers actually have extended our SDK. So for example, we have a generic JavaScript SDK. We have companies that extended it to specifically for Angular or specifically for React. So this is the power of being an open source product. You can also export data into Blob. So you're not a hostage of our data storage. So you can pump data out into Blob or SQL. And you can render that data for business users through our Power BI content pack inside Power BI. And the last point, you can access that data programmatically through the REST API. So we're trying to be as open as possible with respect to data collection on SDK side, as well as data consumption through export, through data access API, and so forth. So today I will have lots of demos. And my focus will be how to use, essentially, on-prem and cloud infra to collect data inside application insights. So I will be, the demo rig is, I have a on-prem settings with Ops Manager, and I have my cloud app. And I will use System Center Ops Manager to enable monitoring to collect data into OpenSight, and I'm going to use Azure Portal also to enable monitoring to collect data in OpenSight. So the focus of this session is to show how to bring data for both on-prem and the cloud back into application insights. Okay? So let me switch now to my machine. My machine is number 7. And I'll start with Ops Manager. So I'm pretty sure that you've seen this, this screen. This is Ops Manager console. And before I go and start doing demo, let me show you the rig that I have. So what you see here is my discovered inventory. I have my application called Tailspin Toys. It consists of a backend processing tier. It consists of 3 frontend servers, Tailspin Toys W1, W2, W3. I have my management group, and I have my development machine. Actually, that's where I'm. I have my remote desktop right now. So this is my demo rig. Okay. Pretty standard. So what you see here is essentially not a management server. It's my development machine with Ops Management Console installed on it. Okay. Now, if I go to authoring, I'm pretty sure that you, those who've used Azure.NET MP, have seen this this management pack. So what I did is I have my tailspintoys.web monitored. And as part of that, what I can do, I can search for all .NET applications in my enterprise. I can pick and choose which application I want to monitor, and I can enable monitoring. That's what .NET MP provides System Center on-prem right now. Now, we're announcing this Ignite availability of Application Insights MP that allow you to configure monitoring to send data back into the cloud. And we allow those two management packs work at the same time. So if you have existing investments into on-prem .NET MP, you can try OpenSight simultaneously sending data into the cloud in System Center 2016. Okay? So we support side by side. And what you see here is Tailspin Toys AI. The same thing, I basically run the search. I pick Tailspin Toys web, my web frontier. And I enabled monitoring. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how I connected on-prem with the cloud. And what I'm doing is I'm logging. This is a very important step to use my phone because we have two-factor auth. So I'm logging into Azure. Sorry, to domain. And right now, the second auth, so there will be a call to my phone. Hopefully, I won't miss it. Otherwise, this step will fail. And I'll show you. So call is here. So I entered my security code. And now, voila. I have successfully authenticated with Azure. And I see a list of subscriptions that I have access to. Are you familiar with the notion of subscription? How many of you are familiar with the notion of subscription? Essentially, okay. It's essentially a management unit for billing purposes. So it also allows you to manage your rights. So clearly I have access to a number of subscriptions, but this particular application that I connected to, it's called tailspintoys.web, is part of this subscription. And you can think about this tailspintoys.web. This is application insights resource. All telemetry that that will be collected from the on-prem will be sent to this bucket of telemetry, if you will, tailspintoys.web. Okay? And after I would commit this changes, System Center Manager would send that configuration throughout the infrastructure and properly configure monitoring. Now, as a result of this two management packs, what you can see is, for example, the existing monitoring, it's called application monitoring. Need to find it. Application monitoring, oh, it's here. So what I see here, I see, let's say, a large, pretty familiar screen for those who've used the on-prem MP. And the point I want to make here is that to highlight that it works simultaneously, both on-prem and the cloud. But what I want to show you is the new management pack called Application Insights. And what you can see is you can see the state, and it looks like we did properly configure Tailspin Toys Web on all those three machines. And the state of that configuration, you can see here. And the state of that configuration is healthy. Okay. So from the Ops Manager, what we just have done, as an IT pro, we were able to look through the entire portfolio of my applications, pick and choose which applications I want to monitor, and with one click of a button, enable monitoring. And now, all the data, all the telemetry that we're collecting will be sent to the cloud, to that particular resource, tailspintoys.web. Question? It's going directly from management. The question is whether it's going from managed computer to the server and management server and to the cloud. That's not the case. It's going directly from managed computer to the cloud. Question? Currently, that's not. There is no way. We're collecting feedback and whether for on-prem customers it is important or not. Currently, we haven't provisioned that infrastructure. So right now, this is not stored in operations database. The other management pack that I showed you that can work in parallel will store data in the operations database. Yes? So it's 2016 and 2012. However, there is a catch. In 2012, there is either or monitoring. Either you do old on-prem MP or up inside MP. Okay? So now we've configured the infra and all the data flowing to Azure. Let me go to Azure now. What you see here is my Azure portal. But before I show you Azure portal, I want to show you the applications that we're going to be monitoring. So this is my typical commerce website, Tailspin Toys, where I can buy planes, models of planes. Okay. Now let me go to Azure and walk you through the process. So I'm pretty sure that you're familiar with this UX, right? This is the list of resources. One of the resources is Application Insights. So what I can do is I can go to this Application Insights resource and see this tailspin.web. This is essentially the bucket of telemetry that I was mentioning before, where all the data goes in, okay? So this is up in sight. Now, let me, to highlight the point, I want to show you something I think pretty cool. So what you see is on the left side is the screen that shows you in real time with a frequency of 1 second resolution the metrics, key metrics about application site. So I see requests per second, I see request duration, I see failures, I see dependency calls to, let's say, SQL or another services here, failures and duration, and I see CPU and memory. So once I start browsing, you will see little blips. So let me do this first. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to buy the airplane model. I'm going to check out. And I'm going to buy, I want to review order. And I get a failure. To just highlight, please look at this request fails per second, and I will generate a bunch of them as much as I can. Okay, you see that it increased, okay? So basically, what you see here in real time, you can see what's going on with your production infra. I think it's pretty cool, by the way, that in real time, you can see what's going on in production. And many times, you're not using this during essentially automatic detection phase. But once something goes going wrong, you really need to know what's the problem, okay? So let's go back to Azure. But clearly, this is not the diagnostics, the detection phase that I was talking about before. So let's walk through the our automatic detection part that we've discussed. So first of all, the most typical one is the alerting. So in you've seen Azure Monitor announcement about Azure Monitor. How many of you have seen it? Okay. So basically, you can configure alerts based on application metrics that we're collecting. Okay, and it's the same alerts that you would see in Azure Monitor. It's all consistent. And for example, this is failed request. If I go here. This is pretty typical. I'm sure that if you're familiar with Azure Monitor, this is the, so I have a alert, I have a metric that I'm monitoring, and this is my alerting configuration. So first, kind of check mark, we have alerting on application metrics. And this list of metrics is quite extensive. You can have failure rates, you can have dependency failures and so forth. So the list is pretty big. Availability. So there's a lot of metrics that we automatically expose, so you can configure your alerting. The next type of automatic detection is the web test. How many of you have heard about Visual Studio web test? Okay, some have heard. So what we're using is we're using the engine from Visual Studio Web Test to execute those web tests from 16 points of presence around the globe. So if you're familiar with that technology, you can record a multi-step, what we call multi-step transactions, to verify the availability of a particular scenario. And when it fails, you can see what's going on. As a matter of fact, you can go into a particular test and go into Visual Studio to see what's going on inside that particular web test. So this end-to-end integration with Visual Studio is available. Okay? And you see that this is a multi-step test, so it's been pre-recorded. And at the end, it was failing. Okay? So that's how a multi-step test looks, for those who haven't seen. So far, I've talked about typical scenarios, right? I've talked about alerting based on metrics, perf counters. I've talked about web tests. But there is something cool that we have. And I want to talk about what we call a proactive diagnostics. Since my demo application is such a simple thing, and when it fails, it fails. When it doesn't, it doesn't. I couldn't demo it on that application. So I have another application that has some fluctuations so we can trigger the proactive detection. So what you see here is the anomaly detection. And it just so happened that this particular application, normal failure rate was 17%. So that was a normal failure rate baseline. And on September 25th, something happened. And the rate jumped to 34%. You did not have to configure anything in order to get this notification. It was done automatically for you by our machine learning technologies, machine learning algorithms. As a matter of fact, we have, for example, ability to detect that if this particular request is running suddenly slower than normal, we would notify you that there is a problem. We would be able to tell you that, hey, you have suddenly the page view performance from your browsers are slower from, let's say, Asia than the rest of the world, okay? So we can go into essentially multi-dimensional analysis of your data and detect abnormality in a particular dimension. And you don't have to configure that yourself, okay? So that's proactive detection. So we've got you covered. We have alerts, we have synthetic detection, as well as we have proactive diagnostics. Now, let me go back to the demo and talk about the triage stage. Okay, the triage stage, usually, you want to look at your system. And I think one of the best representation of your system is the topology map. So what you see here, we call it application map. What you see here is that my application has a server component, Tailspin Toys Web. It has a browser calling, making calls to server side. Server side making calls to a couple SQLs and another service. And there is availability tests configured, right? That are pinging my server side. So this is, if you will, type of telemetry that application insights understand. So it understands client side, server side, dependency, and availability. Okay. And what you see here is that I have this. My server side is red, but as well as my SQL is red. So the fastest way to kind of dive into a particular problem is the SQL. And in many cases, the SQL will become your problem. So what I did is I went to SQL and I see that, hey, there was this SQL command that is failing many times. And actually, I don't need to go any further. But the point is that this is dependency call for SQL. And since we broke that sprock. We know that it, the problem is inside that sprock. But from the diagnostic perspective, you don't need to go from the front end tier. We show you that the SQL is failing, and you can go directly into the SQL itself and start diagnosing particular SQL step, a particular story procedure. But I did this kind of diagnosis very simplistically. I just showed you a map, and I show you, well, the SQL is a problem, let's go there. So in many cases, that's not that simple. And in many cases, you want to triage your problem based on impacted users. So let's take a look at it. So for example, I have this set of failures. And what I see here is the failures. Let's say there was a lot of exceptions here. I can go and I can zoom into a particular interval. And I can see below all the pages, all the failures that were happening at that particular point in time, particular interval, right? So with a pretty simple gesture, I was able to zoom in to the spike. Now, below what I see is the set of requests, set of transactions that was failing. And one first transaction is this post-order address transaction. And it looks like it was failing from three servers, right? So clearly, it's not a server-specific transaction. Now, if I go into this example of this transaction, what I'll be able to do to see is I'll be able to see that on a timeline, set of calls to SQL, and one call actually failed. Okay? And I can look at the failure for this call. So the failure looks like, come on, it's this story procedure, this command. But what's interesting is I can also look at the exception to understand where did I call it from. And it looks like I called it from this method. So this is enough information for developers to go to this method, to this line number, to start troubleshooting this problem. So we collected both the code side of it, as well as which dependency call, actual SQL statement that was failing. Okay. In some cases, the problems are infrastructure specific. And I know that, let's say, if I go back, so I can go into payment. What you will see here that most of the problem happening on one machine, 100% of the problem. And here's the little trick. Sometimes it's very hard to create a bug that is easily explainable. Let's see if I was able to create a bug that we together could troubleshoot. So right now I know that this particular failure is happening in that machine. I can go into this example of this failure. And then I can go into the failure itself. So what I see here is that the exception requested perf counter is not custom counter. It has to be initiated. So the failure here is that one out of those three machines I removed perf counter configuration. So it's failing essentially randomly because perf counter has not been properly configured. This is an example where you can also detect problems that are not code related, which means that they are unified across all the instances, but these are problems that are instance related. Okay. So, now, what I'd like to do is I've talked about detection. We looked at the triage. I showed how you can dive in to the diagnosed problems, but I haven't talked much about operationalization. So let me go to the dashboards, And again, I believe that as part of Azure Monitor, you've seen beautiful Azure dashboards. And this is an example of Azure dashboards that I have. Now, what I put on this, so I put multiple widgets, web parts on these dashboards. But I want to talk about this particular one. So what you see here is my server performance. I see my page latency. I see my load on the servers as well as the failures. If you notice that here I'm talking about server performance in terms of average performance. How many of you are monitoring percentiles? Okay, nobody's monitoring percentiles. Interesting. So for us, for example, we are when we're running service, because of our SLA, because the way they're structured, we usually monitor performance in terms of percentiles. Let's say 95th percentile should be less than X. So we're not monitoring average performance, okay? I'm going to show you how to do that. So let's first go into what I mentioned, analytics. There will be a talk about Application Insights analytics. And what you see here is the analytics. And as I mentioned, all of our experience is based on this foundation that we have. And this chart that you see on the screen is identical to this chart here, right? It's just starting no blanks, right? So it's identical. Now, what I want to show you is, let's start a new query. So we have requests. All our data, all incoming requests stored in this table, request table. Let's do request. Where? Time span greater than ago, one day. So I want to take all the requests where for the last day, basically. Then I want to summarize average duration. I want to take average duration. I want to show you the difference between average and percentiles. So percentiles, duration, let's say 80th, duration, oh, then I take another percentile, duration 95th, bin by timestamp, oh, sorry, ago, great, thank you. Peer programming, ago. So you know what, in order to simplify it, I will have this query. So basically, what I'm doing is by bin till timestamp, 1 hour. So what I did is, I'm binning all those summarized metrics by 1 hour, and I'm showing it as an area chart. Okay, I can actually show it. Let's do time chart. Let's do time chart. Okay, so I created a chart, and let's say I want to see this chart on a dashboard. So what I can do is I can pin to my dashboard. Let's take a look, Tailspin Toys. Okay, and now just to show that it's working, I can go to my dashboard. Azure opens up. I can go to my dashboard and I can see that chart right here. So, squaring the data.
Moreover, I can, it doesn't look good, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to move this dashboard right here. I'm done customizing. I want to publish changes. So now I can look not only at my averages, but I also can look at my percentiles. And as you can see, my percentile is by far, 95th percentile is by far higher than my average. Okay? So that's what you can do with our product. So you can pump data to the, you can operationalize data as part of your dashboards. Okay? Now, I also wanted to talk briefly about website. So, as part of Ignite, we're also announcing a new integration with Azure websites. How many of you are running Azure websites? Okay, some of you. So for those who are running Azure websites, you're pretty familiar with this interface, right? So I can go to Azure Web App. I can click Add. And I can go through this motion. So I can pick from a marketplace, let's say a default website. So I'm clicking Create. And as part of the process right now, you'll be able to see that you can enable OpenSite monitoring right there and then. So you'd be able to say on, and OpenSite will be monitoring your applications. And it's, in a sense, you can think about it as similar as System Center Ops Manager Console, where you can pick applications and after the fact enable monitoring. This is the same thing. You can basically say, I want to monitor this application, and this application will be monitored. So I won't go through the creation of this, and instead, what I'll do is I'll go to my website that I've created, but I did not monitor. So what you have now, I search for applications. You have this menu item called Application Insights. So if I click on Application Insights, we will offer you to create, select either existing resource or create a new resource. So let's create a new resource. So I'm creating a new resource. So what's happening right now, Application Insights is creating a new resource, and then we will show you this screen. By the way, the type of the resource that we've created, the application itself, looks like this. It's the sample application that website has. Now, if I go back, it says that you need to restart your application. So what I'm doing is I'm instrumenting the app, so I'm restarting the app. And after this step, my application will be instrumented with Application Insights. It's taking some time. So once it is instrumented with OpenSight, all the data that will be collected will be sent to this new resource that we've created, right? ASP.NET Ignite Demo 2016. And I'll be able to see it as part of the screen. Okay, so the application has been restarted. Now if I go back to my application and we'll start clicking, because it was restarted, now it will take some time to load. Once it's loaded, I'll be able to see, let's do this, and this, so you can see it side by side. It's still loading. Oh, finally. And you'll be able to see essentially the same real-time metrics that you've seen when we were doing the on-prem Tailspin Toys applications. Okay. So far, just to summarize, I've showed you how to enable monitor both on-prem applications as well as cloud applications. I've configured alerting. And the question you may have, well, this is all great, but I have existing process, on-prem process, to do, your ICM, incident management process. You might be using Service Manager, you might be using Remedy, or what have you, any type of help desk system. So I need to get all those alerts, I need to get all that data back to on-prem. And that's where Azure Management Pack comes in. How many of you have used Azure Management Pack? Not many. Okay. So there is a product called Azure Management Pack that allows you to suck some of your cloud data into on-prem. Okay. And what I have here in my demo rig, I have I went to administration, and as part of the administration, I selected Microsoft Azure. And what you see is I configured my subscription, AI Demo Director 2. I connected my subscription to the on-prem, right? Step number one. Step number two, I go to authoring. And if I select Microsoft Azure Monitoring, what you see here is I've also configured Azure Demo. Where you can look at all the services types that this management pack recognizes and can collect. For example, for the demo, I needed alerts, components, and web tests because I was primarily showing how you can bring up-on-site alerts, up-on-site telemetry back into on-prem. But you can pick and choose any services from the list. In addition to that, you can, for each service, let's say if I select virtual machine. So for each service, you can configure perf counters. Perf counters that you want to bring back from the cloud to on-prem. That's what you can do as part of Azure MP. Now, as a result, I don't want to save any changes. When you go to monitoring and you select Microsoft Azure. In my case, I basically was focusing on application and sites alerts. But you would be able to see all the alerts that were configured in Azure right here. So you can integrate this alerting to downstream ICM process. Okay? That is a very important step for big enterprises. Okay? So, by the way, there is another alert just showed up. Yes. There is a way, I'm not showing it because my goal was to connect System Center on-prem with the cloud and then back to the on-prem. The question is whether it's possible to connect from the cloud with external system. There is a way to call a webhook from the alert, and right now we've seen a lot of customers did integration based on that, okay, through the webhook integration. So let me summarize what we've done. We had two different environments. We had on-prem environment, simulated on-prem environment, and we have a cloud app. For both, we are able to configure application monitoring. For on-prem, we use System Center
Application Sites Management Pack. For cloud, we used new investments that we've made as part of Azure web app integration. In either case, we're able to configure application after the fact and start pumping data into the application and sites. We showed how to do the manual detection using alerts, using web tests. I've showed you how we do proactive diagnostics for you when you don't have to configure anything. We went through this triage and diagnose process going from the app map down into the line of code for exceptions or failed SQL call. And I showed you how you can operationalize all of that using our powerful analytic capabilities where we've created a query and then we're able to publish the result of that query on a dashboard. And then the last step that we've done is we were using Azure MP to get all the alerting, all the data back from the cloud into a prem so you can integrate it with your existing processes and procedures. Just to make a point that you can download Application Insights. It's been released, so you can get a hold of it right now. You can download Azure MP. These are the links. Onboarding to App Insights should be very easy. Please try it. I strongly recommend you try Azure Monitoring and all operationalization that you can get with various capabilities that Azure Monitor provides and our integration with Azure Monitor that you've seen. Okay? So, any questions? Yes? Okay. I wasn't planning to show it because there was plenty of OMS demos that I'm hoping already covering it. But the answer is we just announced integration of Up Insight and OMS. So what I have here is essentially a quick link to OMS solution. But the point is, I won't go into the details, that right now you will be able to get Up Insight data into OMS as well. So it's now you basically have a complete loop from on-prem to Up Insight, the application data, and then from Up Insight to OMS. Other questions? Yep. Good question. So for on-prem, is it a requirement to use SCOM? It is not a requirement to use SCOM. As you've seen, what we use SCOM is where it, I believe, shines. You already made an investment into SCOM. You have infra with agents throughout your enterprise with all those IPs, ports open. So we use SCOM in order to deploy, if you will, our agent. We have an agent called Status Monitor. So if I go here and go to monitoring and select Application Insights, we have an agent called Status Monitor, and we're using System Center existing infrastructure to deploy it and configure it throughout the enterprise. With that said, this is the what we call a red field approach, where you have existing application and you want to enable application monitoring after the fact. There is what we call brownfield approach, where you go to your developers, and developers can enable monitoring by essentially going into Visual Studio and enabling monitoring from the one click in Visual Studio. Like Up Insight. Okay. Then the beauty of this approach is that then application will be instrumented, and this instrumentation will travel across your enterprise. So you don't have to have, if you will, instrumented infrastructure. Because there are two different approaches, right? Agent-based and what we have SDK-based. With agent-based, there are some pros to it, but it requires you to install the agent. And if you spun up another 10 machine, you need to install agents on those 10. Otherwise, you will not be getting data.
With SDK-based approach, that's the strongest point. When SDK is embedded like this as part of the application, it goes everywhere.
Okay. Any other questions?
Good question. Monitoring SQL. Up in sight is not, if you will, infrastructure monitoring system. So what instead we do, we look at a SQL, we observe the behavior of a SQL. So let's say I'm a .NET code, I'm making a call to SQL. If SQL fails, I know about it. If SQL is slow, I know about it. We call those calls dependencies. So we would be able to tell you if a SQL is failing. But the good thing is that, let me show you another demo, if I can quickly get to it, Fabricom demo. So if you're running in cloud, and I think it's pretty cool. So imagine that you're running something in, I want to go open full map. Imagine you have an application that's completely utilizing a cloud paradigm with SQL Azure. What you will be able to do is, you will be able to, from within Azure, to go to SQL. And look, I have this star, means that there is a recommendation for this particular SQL. And when I'm clicking on it, you seamlessly going into SQL Azure recommendation service about this database from the app map. So you can think about the application map, this topology, as the place where all the resources gets connected. And because we are part of Azure, SQL is Azure is part of Azure, we can do these connections seamlessly. So what you see here is that this particular database needs some optimization. And you as an IT pro will be able to see it with one click. Dive into particular, I don't know, create an index. Okay. This is SQL Azure. Bear in mind, this is SQL Azure because SQL Azure team is running this analytical service, so we can connect the dots. The question is, can you create alerts so you can pick up and scam? I know that you can create alerts, and most likely as part of Azure MP, they will be, is that correct, Mahesh?
Yeah, the answer is yes. Okay.
The question is whether there is, can you repeat?
Version, or is there a requirement for it to be on 2016? The answer is that it's, system center version agnostic, so it should work. But the catch is, which we haven't validated, is both of these MPs could be possibly written on different version of ARM APIs. And that's something which we need to see from a consistency point of view.
Okay. Other questions? Yeah?
So the question is whether this thing has been automatically discovered or you have to build the relationship yourself. This particular thing has been automatically discovered. You don't have to, basically as part of the enablement that I showed you in System Center, you would get this. Okay? No lines of code, no developers needed, it's that.
I just want to make a point. The magic that I showed you here can happen only if everything is in the cloud, where you can go into the cloud resource. For example, from the same app map, you can go to, let's say, Event Hub. If you have a problem with Event Hub, be able to go and continue your journey towards the Event Hub. Any other questions? Yep. So basically, the question is whether there is a product right now where you can look from us kind of holistically on everything and zoom in quickly to the particular problem, right? So what we are trying to do, we're trying to build this product. And it looks like, based on your questions, I did not convince you that we can help you with what you're going after. So, but the reality is, if you look at our own dashboards, they're very complicated. This is great for a demo when I have one component, two components. We have, to run up on site, we have lots of very complicated systems, very complicated authentication mechanisms, and God forbid, circular references in the product. So what we do in reality, as part of the operationalization process, we're creating lots of dashboards. And when we create an alert, we know where to go. When this alert happens, where to go, which dashboards to look. So I don't think that there will be out-of-the-box magical kind of solution for rather unique scenarios that you have. With that said, what we're providing, on another hand, we're providing you with the this big data engine, that application analytics, that allows you to, for example, filter out this issues that you don't want to see and put that on a dashboard. An example for us, for example, for MSDN, one of the problems that they don't want to see is 404 for bots, because bots remember old articles and they keep hammering those things and they keep getting all those 404 that like they don't care. So instead of reacting on that, what can be done is basically using that query language, you can see the rate of failures. You can see failures where status code greater than 200 and the user agent is not like Google bot or Yahoo bot. Okay. So again, it's not going to be a silver bullet automatically, but we provide you with capabilities to create that and tailor your monitoring experience, triage diagnostic experience for your needs. Yeah, good question. So the question is whether client-side monitoring, like in System Center on-prem, client-side monitoring was a checkbox. You click and we automatically instrument. We did not do that in Up Insight. There are a number of technical reasons why we did not do that. And instead, we provide you with provide you with a JavaScript where they can essentially add that JavaScript snippets into the code themselves. So that's currently not available. And it would be interesting to hear feedback. Whether this, you feel that this auto-instrumentation of pages was very important. Well, I'm sure that it was important, but whether the route going through developers is acceptable. Any other questions?
Okay, so I believe so there is a set of links, a call to actions, rather. Please fill evaluation. It is very important for us to get the feedback to properly tailor sessions to your needs. And it would help me to understand what's done well, what's done not well. I'm pretty sure that you know where to go to do that. So thank you very much. Thank you.